Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Steve in the Sunbury Motors Studio getting things squared away for lots of football talk, no doubt, as practice for the spring gets underway today. We'll chat more about that. We'll also chat a little bit, we have time, with all the football discussion about some of the changes coming up in the NFL, potentially. One of them could be the overtime rule expansion. You know, the rule that was supposed to make an impact in the NFL playoffs the last couple of years and end up not making any impact whatsoever, including in the Denver-Pittsburgh game this year. That's the overtime rule that would allow a team to score if one team scores on the first possession. And it's more confusing, I think, than it is worthwhile. But it's not the college or high school overtime rule. It's still like a sudden death situation. But if they kick the field goal, you'd have an opportunity to at least come back in your possession and match or better the situation. So that's one of the things we'll be looking at in the NFL. As Steve joins us.
In the NFL, please, let's bag that.
Listen, I've already talked about what's already going on with Penn State. I've already discussed that. Then I moved to the next football program.
Name the last in-state, the last time two in-state teams faced each other in the Final Four game.
I don't know, but I guess you do.
State of Pennsylvania, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Know who the teams are?
No, I can't think of it.
1954 LaSalle against Penn State.
I would not have ever come close to guessing that. Not in a million and a half years. LaSalle and Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many teams were in the tournament at that time?
16, I think.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, 16 teams. Played in Kansas City.
I didn't even get to the fact about the Final Four. I was getting onto that next, actually. So
well,
you segued actually, nicely into that.
Look, I mean, the big story is Tebow had a press conference. That's fine. I'm waiting for the David Carr press conference, who's actually the more competent backup quarterback in New York.
I didn't say a word about Tebow. Not a word.
And the Final Four, all ones against twos in women's basketball. The issue continues over depth of the game. Tiger Woods won yesterday. Masters coming up.
See, I wasn't going to say anything about Tiger because I know how you feel about the Tiger coverage.
No, I think it's legit. I mean, look, he is worth how many rating points when he's involved in the tournament?
Oh, NBC and the Golf Channel jumped up and down all weekend.
And now CBS is jumping up and down because they
have
the Masters.
Right. All of a sudden, the Masters have something that matters to people that don't even tune into the Masters.
So what were you talking about?
Oh, I was just going over a whole list of things going on today. I said Penn State starts football practice for the spring. In what is a very anticipated a game. And I don't think in
Carissa
hearing,
Maxwell, by the way, is there.
Good. Because some of the things that I've heard Coach O'Brien talk about, I don't think he quite sees what this blue-white game is going to be like fan-wise, the amount of fans in the stadium. I don't think he's quite gotten himself around it. He knows it's going to be a big one, but I don't think he quite realizes how big this could be.
Well, if the weather's nice, I mean, the weather's going to still be, I don't care what the situation is, the weather is still going to be the determining factor. It's a beautiful day. Admission is free. Parking is free. There'll be a carnival for Kevin to be at. I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
There's a football game then?
Oh, jeez.
I'll be at the carnival the whole time.
Everybody run for the hills. So now the question is for our fan base out there, right? What advice would you give to Bill O'Brien? What do you think needs to be accomplished in the spring? Where are you comfortable?
Well, that's a good question. Because there's a lot of things to look at.
Bill O'Brien is sitting in your living room enjoying a refreshing beverage. Yesterday was iced tea.
Okay.
Well, I was with Bill for a period of time yesterday.
Okay.
And he speaks highly of you.
I'm sure he does. Doesn't know me from Adam. No, you know what? I have one question that I would like to ask him. Will we see the tight end used as successfully and the way the Patriots did?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably some of the best use of a tight end ever in football.
Well, between redshirt freshman Kyle Carter, whom I feel is a very, very good prospect, and Gary Gilliam returning, and I am a big Gary Gilliam guy, and I thought Gary looked terrific in the winter workouts, and Kevin Hapley, the door is open for the usage of the tight end in the Penn State offense and multiple tight ends. Now, we are thrilled to tell everybody from the Sunbury Motors Studio that today the Steve Jones Show is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at stevejones@wkok.com. Facebook, Steve Jones Show, or Twitter at Steve Jones PSU.
That covers the bases right there.
Whatever fits you, we have.
And, of course, if you're listening to this on a delay later on this evening with our podcast at stevejonesshow.com, email is probably your best bet, seeing as we won't be here when you can call in. So there you go.
Tim Tebow met with the media today in New York.
You realize, by the way, before you get any further, you've said Tim Tebow more than I have so far in this program. I just want you to know that.
I understand that. They had to do it because everybody would want to talk with him anyway. So you might as well get it all over with in one fell swoop. At the same time, he has a long way to go. A long way to go.
Nice tie, though. I like the tie.
And I didn't even see it. Didn't even witness it. I didn't.
No, I just saw the replay. I just saw the replay and the highlights, and looked like a really nice suit and tie. Looked like a little bit more of a New York guy, starting to fit in a little bit.
Look, Mark Sanchez, to his credit, while he gives you the Joe Flacco feeling, and I say that, by the way, Joe Flacco, yes. As I've mentioned, I think is a good NFL quarterback. In fact, I think he's a very good NFL quarterback. Is he an elite NFL quarterback? No. But is he a very good NFL quarterback? Yes. Okay. So there's only enough room in the elite room for people to be in. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, the Mannings. Maybe just on the outside looking in is a guy like Philip Rivers, for example. You know, people who complained about Tony Romo. I think Tony Romo's a very good NFL quarterback. Very good. Mark Sanchez has led his team to two AFC championship games. He's not that bad. He's not. He's not that bad.
But now every time he throws an incompletion, every time he throws an interception... I mean, the problem he has is it's emotionally unstable sounds harsh, and I don't mean it to sound that way, but he's got a confidence problem. That's his big thing. He's got a confidence issue.
Okay, let me give you a couple of examples here. Okay. Tom Coughlin. When you look at Eli Manning, who's had his ups and downs, how's Tom Coughlin been with him? Has there ever been any doubt who the quarterback of the New York Giants was?
No.
Has he defended him in press conferences? Constantly.
I'm going to assume so. I have not heard them.
Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Tony Dungy, Jim Caldwell, Peyton Manning. Okay. Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers. Sean Payton with Drew Brees.
Are you saying there's not a little love between quarterback and coach right now in New York?
Well, even look at John Harbaugh and Joe Flacco.
Even there's support there, yeah.
There's support there. Look, this is your guy. All right? If he has a confidence problem, you know, so I find interesting about, I think John Gruden is tremendous on Monday Night Football. I think he's great on Monday Night Football. He works really well with Mike Tirico. I enjoy listening to John Gruden very much. But John Gruden was not a quarterback-friendly coach.
Well, Rex Ryan's not even a friendly coach.
Hey, but Rex Ryan treats everybody on that team as if they're linebackers. You can't do that. They drafted Sanchez. You know, I watched Sanchez against Penn State. Now, I know this is college football. I was so impressed by the timing out of the break, the time he had in the pocket, the feel he had in the pocket, a lot of things. Navarro Bowman was breathing down at him so many times, and he handled it. Right? He's a good quarterback. And it's not like he has not won playoff games before or playoff games on the road. He has been an important part of both of those scenarios. Hasn't been to the Super Bowl yet. But only one Jet quarterback ever has been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the bar's not set real high there.
He doesn't get enough support from the people who should be supporting him. I mean, Eli Manning, at the same stage of his career as Mark Sanchez, was not lighting the world on fire, yet Tom Coughlin made sure he had Manning's back every time. You have to do that at times. You have to do that. I mean, Mike Ditka struggled with that for a long time. The only guy who really got McMahon would get hurt, at least he backed up McMahon. But he still was contentious with him. I mean, Don Coryell. You go back to Don Coryell. Jim Hart was an okay NFL quarterback until Don Coryell got him in his system, and he backed up Jim Hart all the way. And then when he went to San Diego, he backed up Dan Fouts all the way. Who was Dan Fouts before Don Coryell got there? Backed him up all the way.
Well, it was a big help that Dan Fouts had a cannon, too.
But I'm saying, but still, there, you know, early in your career, you make mistakes. Because the position of quarterback in the National Football League, things fly at you so fast. It's just the way it is.
But how much of that is being in New York and being under the microscope? Not just what you're talking about. I'm not arguing that. But how much of it is about being under the microscope in New York, in the biggest market that the NFL's in? I mean, how much of that has a lot to do with the success or lack of success, depending on how you look at it, for Sanchez?
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, all right. His emotional success, emotional state, let's put it that way.
But you need to be backed up by people.
Well, he's not by the front office. They obviously showed that by making the move to get Tebow.
Look, he doesn't have a great wide receiving core. You know that.
That's true. And the ones he has, I have an ego the size of Texas.
I mean, he doesn't have a great wide receiving core. He's not Rex Grossman. He's not Jay Cutler. I think Jay Cutler can be a good NFL quarterback, right? But I think he's actually performed better than Jay Cutler has so far. I mean, being in the largest market, the fact the Giants won the Super Bowl, the whole thing. Look, the Jets stuck themselves on the back page by getting Tim Tebow. Did they make themselves a better team by getting Tim Tebow? Yes, I do, because I think part of the success the Jets had offensively is when they had Brad Smith. And Tebow can be better at this than Brad Smith was. But on an every down basis, no. But on an occasional basis, 5 to 15 plays a game, sure. But they have to back up Sanchez. They have to back him up and say, look, this is our guy. Look, this is what we're going to do here. All right? Can't turn it into a soap opera. The guy doesn't need a soap opera. The guy has a great arm. The guy has now at least been in the league a while where the game has slowed down for him a bit. Go out and get him a, go out and get him a wideout. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the biggest Mark Sanchez fan in the world, but I also think that by actually thinking that Tim Tebow at this stage of his career could actually compete with a guy like Sanchez, whom I think is just far more developed and further along in his career, I think is absurd.
But do they really want him to be competing with Sanchez? I mean, is that what the whole idea is? Or is it more along the lines of let's give teams something else to look at in our Wildcat formation, well, which has been a little bit overused lately? This is going to renew that discussion.
Well, the Wildcat's effective if you have somebody back there that can throw the ball.
Right.
I mean, in the NFL, I mean, I've talked about Penn State in the Wildcat. Curtis Drake runs the Wildcat. Bill Belton runs the Wildcat. You know what Bill Belton and Curtis Drake can both do? They can both throw the ball.
Toss the football.
Yeah, they can both throw. I mean, Derek Williams, when he ran the Wildcat at Penn State, he threw the ball. Made a nice 25-yard completion down the seam to Mickey Shuler against Iowa. Out of the Wildcat spot.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they even have any intention of him being a competition. I think it's more along the lines of the fan and media making it more of a competition. I think the Jets brought him in.
That is where it is up to Rex Ryan, as the man in charge.
Say that.
To get up in front of everybody and tell him in plain English what the deal is.
Good point.
That is his responsibility as a leader.
No, I'm not a big Rex Ryan fan, so. No.
But that's his responsibility as a leader to get up in front of everybody and say, here is the deal. If you have any questions, level it at me, but internally, I'm not questioning him.
Well, I don't think I'd ever call Rex a player's coach for any reason.
1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
Well, Walter's out here in Beaver Springs, and it's truck month at Beaver Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this new Ram 1500 Crew Cab with a free Ram Box. What do you carry in your Ram Box? Fishing rods? Firearms? No, in my case, the
beverage
of choice. There's room in the back for over 200 cans of
beverage
per side, plus ice and a ring of bologna. And in the cab, in the floorboards, even more cooler space for
beverage
or sandwiches. Plus, there's special compartments under the seat. And, of course, there's always the
beverage
holders built into the center console. Whether it's St. Paddy's Day, July 4th, or that special holiday Gilly and me like to call Thursday, you can always kick back and enjoy an ice cold
beverage.
Plus, lease rates are as low as $299 per month with zero due at signing. And for you commercial guys, Ram is offering an additional $1,000 commercial bonus cash on all trucks. Beaver Motors between Seamless Grove and Lewistown on Route 522 in Beaver Springs or online at www.beavermotors.net.
Beaver Motors is not allowed to endorse any particular brand of soft drink.
In this 21st century world, isn't it good to know that you can rely on your computers to work for your business in plenty of ways? Unfortunately, while computers can be efficient, sometimes there are times when you'll experience problems. It's almost like they want to act up. And when they do, you know there's nothing you can do that'll coax them back to life. Well, what do? Don't take the problems on yourself. That can only lead to more frustration. Relax and let Better Business Solutions fix your computer concerns the first time the right way. Whether it's a virus, malware, spyware, or you're in need of an upgrade, Better Business Solutions has the answers to help you get back up and running smoothly again. You can reach Better Business Solutions at 275-5844. They have experts on hand who will diagnose your problem and correct it in no time. They service many different brands, including Dell, Acer, Toshiba, HP, Compaq, and even computers built by other companies. If you wish, they can even come to your home or your business. Let Better Business Solutions take the hassle out of repairing your computer. Call 275-5844 or check out their website at www.better-business-solutions.com.
Take a break from standard television and see what you've been missing with high-definition TV from Service Electric Cablevision together with CATV service. With so many HD channels to choose from, you'll be amazed as you watch all of your favorite shows, movies, and sporting events come to life on your screen in flawless high-definition resolution. Plus, CATV HD TV can be bundled with our other great products, resulting in ultimate savings for you. Visit CATVService.com today or give us a call to enhance your TV viewing experience with CATV HDTV.
With mortgage rates at historic lows and buyers ready to make their move, it's going to be a great year to sell your house. Hi, I'm Ann Hilliard with Coldwell Banker Penn One Real Estate. With nearly 20 years' experience, it's easy to see which way our housing market is turning. It's only March, and the market is already buzzing, and that's great news. If you've been thinking about putting your house on the market, consider working with an experienced agent with a proven track record. Call me, Ann Hilliard, at Coldwell Banker Penn One Real Estate in Lewisburg at 524-7500.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It is great to be with you on a Monday. Later in the week, Malcolm Moran will join us from New Orleans. Dick Girardi will join us from New Orleans at the Final Four. And we'll have Joe Bautista later in the week as well, talking about the status of Penn State hockey as they make the move to Division I, and they are, believe me, when you come up here for the blue-white game, you'll see they are blasting everywhere.
I saw some of the comments about that recently. They said I think the one was there's been no official ribbon cutting, but there's holes all over the place or something like that.
I said that.
Somebody else said the same thing.
There's no groundbreaking. I said, but believe me, there's ground moved all over the place.
There were a couple of tweets that said the same thing. So you're being well quoted.
They are going to it. And we'll have Joe Bautista on later in the week to talk about the progress they've made.
You know, I wondered, we were talking about this with some friends the other day, and I wondered how this would have gone over maybe about 5 years or about 10 years ago before minor league hockey around here got as big. I don't think there would be as much excitement about it, but I think what Hershey has brought to the table and what the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins have done for hockey interest in this area, I think makes it much more interesting than it would have been a decade ago.
Probably, but I think on campus, I mean, it's something that here on campus, Friday nights here, they'll draw 1,500, which is every seat in the building. It's every seat in the building that they'll draw for. So that is, it'll draw. I mean, look, right away, off the top, people will want to see them play Division I hockey, and they'll want to see the building.
Right. Novelty.
You know, So there'll be the novelty of that, and people will come out and they'll do that, and they'll be, you know, it'll work out well. Getting into the Big Ten, a Big Ten hockey conference, exciting. At some point, though, you have to start winning those doggone things, because there's only so long the novelty goes, and only so long that you can go without getting some W's. And look, Penn State's starting from behind. I've always laughed when I've heard people say, but the club team is so successful. There's a difference. There's a difference between the Baby Pens and the Edmonton Oilers.
Right.
Okay? There's a difference between the Hershey Bears and the San Jose Sharks. You're starting from behind. But I think they have an outstanding coach in Guy Gadowski. They're well organized. They will make their move down the road. But eventually, winning will be important.
Your information source 7 days a week. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The first day of healthcare arguments in the books, and a GOP candidate for president campaigns by the Supreme Court. AccuWeather says watch for a brisk evening this evening. Temperatures in the 20s. Details upcoming. A good afternoon to you. I'm Matt Farron, News Radio 1070 WKOK. The U.S. Supreme Court has finished the first of 3 days of arguments on the fate of the Obama administration's overhaul of the nation's health care system. The justices appear unlikely to allow an obscure tax law to derail the case. In questioning over 90 minutes today, no justice appeared to embrace the view that the case has been brought prematurely because a law bars tax disputes from being heard in the courts before the taxes have actually been paid. GOP presidential candidate Rick Santorum has appeared outside of the Supreme Court. He's pressed his own argument that he's the best candidate to challenge the president on the health care issue in the fall. He says rival Mitt Romney is essentially disqualified because he put in place a similar law when he was governor of Massachusetts requiring all residents buy health insurance. The Shikellamie School District needs a school board that attacks issues with a team approach and places a higher priority on education. Those recent sentiments were echoed by an educational consultant who's a former Shikellamie administrator. Dr. Dan Perna told us the district will have to ask some important questions about their priorities.
Communities ultimately band together to pay for what they really believe in. And that takes the entire community coming together to say, this is what we believe and we'll pay for it. If a community does not believe in that as a whole, then things will disappear. Yes.
Dr. Perna says the district will have to accept what is good, identify challenges, prioritize education, then decide what they want to pay for, and gauge public opinion very carefully. Dr. Perna is a former assistant superintendent at Shikellamie and owner of James Daniel & Associates. You can read more of his remarks online at WKOK.com. And absence made the heart grow fonder for fans of Mad Men, who flocked to the fifth season premiere in record numbers. The AMC network says Sunday's premiere telecast drew 3.5 million viewers. It's a 21% growth over the premiere for season four. The network says the cumulative audience for the night's two airings of the debut was 4.4 million viewers. The audience had been kept waiting 17 months after Mad Men aired its fourth season finale in October of 2010. Time now for our latest AccuWeather forecast. AccuWeather's Dave Bowers calls for brisk and chilly conditions this evening, clear and cold overnight. A hard freeze is a possibility, low 22 to 26. Sunshine at times tomorrow, Tuesday's high 50, high cloud cover expected. Becoming mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 33. For Wednesday, warmer, a shower or a thundershower is a possibility, high 66. Thursday, some sunshine, some clouds, a high of 60. Friday, mostly sunny, high 57. Up next, Steve Jones on News Radio 1070 WKOK, streamed live online at WKOK.com.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
It's income tax refund time. Have you considered using it for some home enhancements? Something that will be enjoyed for years to come?
At Dale Wolf Custom Kitchens and Baths, we will help you get the most value for your money. Whether it's cabinets or countertops, we are here to help.
Always free estimates. Always personalized service. Dale Wolf Custom Kitchens and Baths.
Visit our Herndon showroom on Route 225, a quarter mile past the Lime Mountain High School, or on the web at DaleWolfKitchens.com. And like us on Facebook.
Have you ever been to Surplus Outlet? There's a lot of places called Surplus This and Surplus That. I'm talking about Surplus Outlet grocery stores on Route 11, Northumberland, and Route 15, Montgomery. Shopping at Surplus Outlet is guaranteed to save you money. They carry the same everyday groceries as the other stores, just far better prices. Surplus Outlet sells produce, frozen foods, and meat products. Surplus Outlet also carries housewares, general merchandise, and healthcare products. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 till 9, and they accept credit cards and food stamps. We all need to save money where we can. I'm doing it by shopping at Surplus Outlet grocery stores.
Hi, my name is Duke. Dr. Wilson is giving me a great new smile. Now you can get one too in Lewisburg.
This is Dr. David Wilson. Duke's right. Wilson Orthodontics has a new office in Lewisburg, and we create amazing results for patients of all ages. Call our Lewisburg office at 524-3255 or visit Wilson Orthodontics at smilesbywilson.com and start celebrating your brand new smile.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That would be me. 5,000 things going on. All Kevin wants to talk about is NFL Instant Replay.
It was just a comment. It was just an in-break comment.
Final Four is set. No.
No, it's set. We've got a whole week to talk about that.
We'll have Malcolm Moran, Dick Girardi on later in the week. Paul Keels from Ohio State trying to work on getting him back since his team's in. Also trying to work on getting the Kentucky announcer on, who owes me a favor. And he does owe me a favor, believe me.
Okay.
Hey, what the heck, huh?
You got to call in those favors sooner or later.
You know? So, yeah, we're all looking forward to that.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you earlier when we were talking about Tebow. Did you know there's a jersey controversy going on right now? Obviously, by the silence, you did not. Reebok owns the rights to make the NFL jerseys right now, at least for another month, until I think it's the end of April. The end of April, it goes to Nike. Nike paid significantly more, so the thought is that there's going to be a significantly higher fee to buy a jersey come May, June, and into the regular season. Reebok, trying to get as much money as they can before this all goes away, made a whole bunch of Tebow Jets jerseys with their logo on it that they can sell right before their contract expires with the NFL. So there's going to be two sets of jerseys going around now for Tebow as a Jet. That'll be interesting to see. So if you want one now, you get one now, you might be able to save $20.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Well, I'm just trying to somehow keep up with you.
Oh, man, I actually dug deep for that one. I thought you'd be impressed.
That's tremendous.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, you did not know that coming into this program. Now you do. Don't you feel informed now? Yeah, NFL jerseys are actually going to cost more now. I'm glad I bought mine now.
Lisa Hopi. Okay.
Lisa Hopi.
My next door neighbor is Jim Hopi.
Okay.
And Jim, by the way, works at the Housing Food Services. One of his jobs is to feed the football team. He's my next door neighbor. One of the great guys forever. Okay. His daughter, Lisa, gets an internship. Okay. And in the internship, works with Nike. Her job has been to design the Steeler jersey. Okay. Here's some... Bill Belton goes from wide receiver to running back.
Wait. You're telling me the jersey's changing? How's the jersey changing? Don't leave me hanging now.
I don't know. It's
you had a great story, and then all of a sudden it just, boom, and it was done. You had me on the hook, and then there's nothing there.
Well, I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm just saying she's designing it. I mean, it's, you know, Jim and I, you know, mow each other's lawns, for goodness sake.
Well, the next time you mow the lawn, see if you can get a picture of it for me, will you?
Okay, let's get some notes for you on Penn State football.
All right, good.
Okay. Something fans really care about other than the fact that, you know, the colors on a jersey. Bill Belton, as we all knew, is going from wide receiver to running back. Curtis Drake is going to go from wide receiver to corner. The reason he's going to corner is because of the depth over there, and it makes sense. Matt McGloin, Rob Bolden, Paul Jones all end up as the guys going quarterback. He does not plan on naming a starter until the night before the Ohio University game. It's an open competition. For some odd reason, there was never any quarterback controversy in New England. Paul Jones is academically eligible. Pete Massaro will take part in full spring practice. Maudie will work in drills. will not work. Will work in drills, but do no contact in the spring. June 1st is the date that he has to get back for full contact. So he won't do any full contact until training camp. Sean Oakman, released earlier this year for retail theft and harassment charges, is not going to be on the Nittany Lion roster or at Penn State University. Curtis Dukes will not participate in spring ball. He's taking the semester off to focus on academics. He did work out all winter. He will return for the summer. Thus, the top two backs will be Silas Redd and Derek Day. Game captains will be announced each week. Permanent captains will be not announced until before the final game. And that's smart because Joe did that sometimes. I always liked it. You're trying to foster leadership in many areas. Let's see. Billy told me yesterday he's still batching it over at the Penn Stater for a while, but his family should be here, I think, this weekend. They're finally excited to go out and see everybody play. Says the team's been watching film of the Patriots offense as well as Auburn film because of the Auburn defense. So they're going to run the basis of the Patriots offense here. Gary Gilliam is going to be an important part of the scheme, returning from a serious ACL, MCL. He's been impressed with Gary. He should be. I think Gary is going to be a very important part of what's going on, which I mentioned in the first half hour. Tight ends are going to be interchangeable. He will call the offensive plays on the field for every game. He'll also be calling all the offensive plays during the blue-white game. And he's doing that just to spite me. Just kidding. There were drugs confiscated from Davon Smith's apartment. It occurred March 14th. O'Brien is still getting information about that. So there you go. Are you up to date? Feel better?
I feel very informed.
You should. So there you go. Bill O'Brien in a nutshell about his football team.
And the other thing he said was he would not comment any further on Danny O'Brien.
He can't.
I know that. He said he would not even discuss any of it. And he made it a point to say that. That's the only thing I was trying to say. For the same reason you can't discuss it. I understand.
Right.
We all get it.
He can't even talk about it. And look, the rule book, look, you know, his Colleen O'Brien has her law degree. She would bring home books that she would study, put them on the kitchen table, dining room table, whatever, and look at it. He said, you know how thick a law book is. He said, the doggone rule book in the NCAA is the same thickness.
I believe that. I can believe that.
Sure. And that's the absurdity of it. That's why Mark Emmer, to his credit, is telling everybody, look, we are going to rewrite this thing. Because they know it's too big. They know it's too big. And that's an issue. Bill passed his test. That's why he's recruiting, the whole thing. You pass the test, but at the same time, there's so many things in there that are just brutal. They're brutal.
Well, a lot of schools not only have to have their own department, but have to have a humongous department of compliance.
Right. Well, you do.
I mean, it's nice for the economy in the area because more people have got a job, but I'm not sure it serves the purpose that the NCAA is looking for.
Well. Look, now, I know that there's a lot they ever have to look at, but still.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can tell me if you can answer or not, because I know I've heard this from a lot of fans as well. How long, legitimately, would Danny O'Brien have to select a school? I mean, in when it makes sense, when would he have to select a school? When would be the deadline?
Well, my understanding is he's going to do it sooner rather than later. It may be this week. It may be this week.
Right, but how late could he do it and still be ready to go both as far as the rules are concerned and as far as, you know, his learning the systems and so forth.
Well, for his sake?
Yeah.
Well, for his sake, sooner rather than later.
All right. Legally now, when would be the cutoff time?
There is no cutoff time.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking.
No, there's no cutoff time. I mean, you know, there's a late sign. If you take basketball, there's a late signing period in basketball. People don't realize there's actually an end date on it. I think April 11th of basketball is the signing date. And then it ends, I think, May 18th, something like that. But this is not going to be an issue. But Curtis Drake is going to be the field corner spot. All right, so that's one of the experiments they're going to be doing.
Explain that one to me. I've heard the term many times, and I've never really heard it completely explained.
Balls on the hash mark.
Okay? Gotcha.
You're sitting in the press box. Balls on the near hash mark. Okay? Corner that's closest to you on that near hash mark, that is the boundary corner.
Oh, so it's just the definition.
Field corner is the widest side of the field.
See, I thought there was more to it than that.
This is not an incredibly complicated game.
That's way too easy. See, I was thinking there was more to it. I thought the responsibilities were different. It was a different type of corner. Obviously, it's not. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for being kind with that explanation, too. That was nice of you.
No problem.
Yes.
So Curtis Drake moves over there. He gets a clean slate from Bill O'Brien as to where he stands. Dukes is going to work on academics, but Dukes was there the entire, every workout I went to in the wintertime, he was there. Getting Massaro back is important. Massaro looked really good at the end of last year. In fact, I felt that there, you know, that if they were desperate and absolutely positively had to, he could have played the bowl game against Houston. That's how far Massaro progressed. It's been a year now since he hurt that knee. Poor guy's now had one on each knee. He led the team at sacks in 2010. So there are a lot of things that he's had, you know, that he's dealt with so far. But this is finally the moment he's waited for. This is finally the moment he's waited for. I mean, you know, there's an excitement and a rush your first press conference. Great. There's an excitement and rush meeting your team for the first time. There's an excitement and rush when you go through the winter workouts. There's an excitement and rush when you assemble your own staff. There's an excitement and rush when you recruit. An excitement and rush when you, you know, the first time you go out as the head coach at Penn State to coaching clinic. It was an excitement and rush, for example, for him yesterday speaking before 700 people at the National Football Foundation. Okay? But there's nothing like it than the moment where you finally get out there and for the first time in your life, that is your football team and I'm running the practice. He's finally at that point. Finally at that point. And there's certain guys, and you know, you take a look at the tight end situation at Penn State. All right, they have to be excited. Kevin Hapley, a true freshman. Jesse James, I'll tell you right now, Jesse James is strong. I watched him work out in those early morning workouts when I'd go. Jesse James impressed me, and he's a true freshman. Gilliam, I've told you how well he's done. Hapley's been fine. Brian Urban is another guy. It's another guy, Kyle. They had to make a decision on Kyle Carter as to whether to keep him at tight end. But when he worked the tight end in the fall, I liked him. So those are some of the guys right away. And he'll call all the plays himself, and that's fine. You know why I'm fine with that? You have to look around and say to yourself, all right, who's the best guy that can handle this? And he looks around and says, you know what, I am. That's fine. If you think you are, then I'm all for it. I don't want you delegating when you don't feel comfortable delegating something that's your area of expertise. And for Bill, that's one of his areas of expertise. You doing okay there?
I'm just doing what all the other fans are right now, listening and absorbing every word you're saying about this, because we've been in such a negative spin for such a long time. It's nice to talk about the future of football instead of the future of everything else.
Well, we'll come back with more of this in a moment. Again, our sponsor today, our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. We've loaded a lot of information at you. How about some questions for you, from you? Looking forward to it as we come back after this.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
This is Dr. Dunnigan from Shamokin Dam Health Center. We believe a combination of care is the best approach to total health. As we continue to expand on the services we provide, we are now offering massage therapy as a part of our natural approach to help you stay healthy. Our licensed therapists provide individual treatment plans to address your needs and work together with our integrated staff to restore optimal health and eliminate pain, all in one convenient location. To schedule your appointment, call 743-4333. That's 743-4333. Shamokin Dam Health Center, promoting tomorrow's health today.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Spring into great wireless savings at Simply Cellular, the area's only locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer located in Lewisburg and Shamokin Dam. Whether adding a smartphone to your current Verizon wireless plan or looking for new phone or wireless internet service, Simply Cellular is your low price, high service leader with over 14 years experience serving the Susquehanna Valley. As always, Simply Cellular will include a home charger, car charger, and phone book and photo transfer, a $50 value, absolutely free. Experience the locally owned advantage for yourself at Simply Cellular, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Route 15 next to CVS Pharmacy in Lewisburg. Call 523-3333. And routes 11 and 15 next to Pizza Hut, Shamokin Dam. 743-4500. Simply Cellular. Simply the best. Open 7 days a week. And parents, enjoy our child safe play zone while you shop at Simply Cellular.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude. For you, Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say. Right.
Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
So a lot to talk about. Curtis Drake, again, will be a corner. And as an athlete, he can handle that. That's fine. And Bill Belton, of course, will be a tailback now. See what else when I go over to practice today. Kind of get a feel for what's going on over there. And after a series of massive upsets in women's basketball, it's 1-2 in every bracket. Okay. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is our number.
Was there an upset in the women's tournament?
No, there weren't.
I didn't think so.
No. Well, Gonzaga beat Miami. It's 11 over a 3. But I will go back to what I said at the very beginning before the tournament was selected. I explained it was absolutely critical for the Lady Lions to get on the 3 line. Why? You just watched it yesterday. You don't want to be playing at 1 that early. So, that's the situation. So they got knocked out. They had a great year, but they moved up every year. WNIT, then the next year, second round NCAAs, Sweet 16. So every year they have made strides forward. Strides forward. Our number 1-800-795-9565. There had to be a lot of questions about the football, which more than happy to get to, and I'll answer anything you have along the way here. That's you're going to have me sitting right here, ready and waiting and talk to you. Then this is the good reason why. About the moves made by Bill O'Brien and the staff, and at the same time, just to get an overall feel. Answer your questions. What do you think? Knew the quarterback situation was going to be a wide-open situation, and it is.
Is he the type of coach that will lean toward the platooning if the conditions warrant, or is he the one? Is he the type of coach that wants to select a quarterback, and that's my guy?
Well,
what's your impression?
I've never received the impression at any level he's been on that he's ever gone with more than one quarterback. Now, in New England's an easy choice. I just don't see Brian Hoyer pushing Tom Brady out of there.
That's a little different situation.
But, for example, the kid at Duke who's now, the third stringer with the Browns? Uh-huh. That's his kid. He played for him. And I think that I get the impression he wants to play one. I don't get the impression that he wants to platoon guys. But that's just the impression. And this will be a tough decision for them to make. But you know what? Ultimately, you know who decides on this? This is where you jump in.
Well, no, I'm trying to think. I mean, other than the head coach, I don't know.
It's easy. I can tell you right now who ultimately decides.
The only other way to go would be somebody stepping up and performing.
Exactly right. It's the players who determine who ends up being the starter. They're the ones that determine it. You go out and have yourself a great camp. You're better than the other guy. You move the team better than the other guy, you're in. It's your baby. It's the players who determine who starts. It's the players who determine who gets the playing time. It's the players that put themselves in a position to be out there all the time. You don't perform, you don't make it. You perform in practice, you put yourself in a position to play. And it doesn't matter whether you're 5 stars, no stars, half star, 3 stars, 4 stars, 28 stars.
I want to meet that quarterback.
Or if you had a star named after you. It doesn't matter. Once you get out there, and especially in this situation, things have never been more even to start a practice at Penn State in 40-something years. Never. There are no preconceived notions.